The time is 2 minutes past two.
Hello, Chinky. Hello, Chinky. Hello! Hello, Chinky. Hello, Chinky. Hello, Chinky. Hello!
Hello.
Bring back the floggets. Good morning and welcome to Open Wound. My guests this morning are Harry Corbett and Genghis, Sooty Khan, and a lady I was naughty with once on a stopping train from Bognor Regis. The time is 3 minutes past 12. No, 12 minutes past three. No, the little hand's on nine and the big hand's on the secretary's knee.
Switch him off.
How?
There's a little button under his left shoulder blade.
And the first record this morning.
Oh, it's too early for all that cheerfulness. Let's try the other.
Bit early for that as
no,
well.
No, no, Radio 4.
What's Radio 4?
Doing jokes Mrs. Whitehouse won't let you do on television. What's Radio 4? Well, it's a play on words.
And talking of plays, my God, yes. That was worth it. 3.5 second theatre presents Journey's End.
Hold, change!
Meanwhile, at the same station, an old joke is arriving on platform 3.
Tickets, please.
How dare you? I'm the chairman of British Rail.
Tickets, please.
I've told you I'm the chairman of British Rail.
Oh, I still have to see your ticket.
You idiot. My face is my ticket.
Well, I've got orders to punch all tickets.
Ow! Don't worry, my man. I'm not going to take that personally.
You mean you're not giving me the sec?
No, I'm closing the station.
And that station today is a greengrocer's shop and the setting for our next piece of radio history.
Morning, greengrocer. Have you got Spanish nuts?
Well, madam...
Bring back the train!
And a hammer toe, but Spanish nuts, no, no.
Well, in that case, I'll have half a pound of did-you-knows.
Certainly, madam.
Did you know that Toronto is what the Lone Ranger calls his Indian friend when he's had a couple of drinks?
Hi, fans. Dennis King, the Lone Ranger here. I know all the stars, you know. I was talking to Charles Aznavour the other day, and I said, Charlie, you're singing the wrong sort of stuff. How'd you like me to write a song for you? He didn't answer. He was in Paris at the time. I was at Gatwick Airport waiting for my beloved wife. She's a hijacker, you know. Goes around Scotland chopping down trees.
She's a lumberjack.
You're telling me, mate. Can't pull when she's around. Rolling round the world, looking for the sunshine, and never seems to come my way.
Hello, Cheeky's post bag. Each week, we will read a random selection of letter from you, our listener.
Dear Hello, Cheeky, I am a male groupie and would like you to arrange for me to make love to as many of Pan's people as possible, allowing for my ailment and the fact that I am well over 21. Failing this, could you get me Philip Jenkinson's autograph? Failing this, could you get me Pan's people's autograph and arrange for me to... No, on second thoughts, forget the whole thing.
I've got a rather crumpled one here, but apart from that, here's a letter. Dear Hello Cheeky, my wife and I have been having an argument. It's got nothing to do with you, but I've got to do something to pass the time as I lie here with both legs broken. I laugh a lot at your programme, but it does tend to go downhill a bit after the opening announcement. Yours sincerely, the producer.
I say, you fellows, listen to this. Dear Hello Cheeky, Timbrook Taylor is easily my favourite. I think he's smashing. I am 17 years old, have long silky hair and big brown eyes. P.S. I'm an Afghan hound. Well, no. Oh, dear.
Stranger than truth.
The dodo, a bird once found in Mauritius, is now extinct.
The great auk, a bird once found in the Arctic, is now extinct.
The small-breasted blonde bit, a bird once found in Chelsea, is not extinct, but they're bloody hard to come by.
Oh, dear, oh dear. John, why don't you get married and settle down?
I can't find anybody.
Oh, come on. There are 27 million single girls in Britain alone.
Oh, hello, darling. Want to come to bed with me?
Which one are you talking to?
All of them.
Oh, I think you should see your doctor.
I did. I didn't fancy him.
Hey, I've got a lovely lady doctor. Every time she bangs me on the chest, I feel sexy.
What do you do about it?
Keep going in and complaining of bronchitis.
Tim, this isn't like you.
What isn't?
This picture of Mary Pickford.
No.
Oh, I don't know, though. Oh, if it wasn't for the blue dress and the white bow in the hair.
She's not wearing a blue dress and a white bow.
No, but you are.
Shh. They don't know. This is radio.
Excuse me, are you Mary Pickford?
Yeah.
I've got some furniture outside. Could you shift it?
Those of our listeners not old enough to savour a joke involving a silent film actress and a removal firm, here is an up-to-date version of the same joke.
Excuse me, are you Julie Christie?
Yeah.
I've got some furniture outside. Could you auction it?
For those of you who didn't appreciate that, knickers, write your own jokes.
Meanwhile, on the waterfront of the Mersey Docks and Harbour Board, aboard an ocean liner...
Captain O'Reilly, 24 people in that cabin and only 4 bunks. How dare you?
I'm sorry, sir, I don't approve of birth control.
Meanwhile, back with Pete at Open Wound.
Well, that was either a record of Max Bygrave singing for Doris Tweed's birthday or Doris Tweed singing for Max Bygrave's birthday, and my first guests have arrived, Harry Corbett and Genghis. Hello, Harry. By God, you're looking rough. How did it all start?
Well, Pete, I bought this glove puppet years ago and it's sort of grown on me.
You've become fond of it?
No, it's grown on me. Stop that, Genghis! Naughty Genghis!
Anyway, it's 11:30 or 2:50, and my guest in this part of the programme is Cary Grant. What's the basis of your act, Scylla?
Well, Genghis plays the piano and the xylophone, hits me with little bags of flour and rapes and pillages a lot.
Well, I'm going to get raped and pillaged if I don't play a meanwhile for our senior citizens.
Meanwhile, in Crewe Junction, certainly not 1,000 miles from Crewe Junction.
Well, Jim, London to Crewe in 55 minutes, that should cause a stir.
Certainly will, Arthur. We should have gone to Penzance. Ah.
Meanwhile... In Penzance, in an Italian restaurant...
What did you say that for?
We haven't got a Cornish joke, but we've got an Italian one.
Oh, all right.
Waiter, I'd like a pizza.
Certainly, sir. First door on the right.
We present The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Hello there.
Get off.
And next in Film Night, we look at the reissue of a classic, The Bert Frampton Story.
Ah, you see, Mr. Schwartz, what I'm looking for is a band with a new sound. I don't quite know what it is yet, but I'll know it when I hear it. All I need is $10,000. What do you say, Mr. Schwartz? That's it. Okay, boys, 2, 3, 4.
That was Bert Frampton's orchestra with their immortal in the... And the time is 10 past Lulu. Here is the end of Wagoner's Walk.
You must help, you must help. Number 23, Wagoner's Walk is on fire and is burning to the ground.
Frankly, Scarlet, I don't give a damn.
In the House of Commons today, a Labour backbencher, Alistair Mudley, complained about the abolition of bread coupons. He later apologised and said that he'd overslept.
Mrs. Mudley, mother of 23, later said, who's he kidding?
Did you know that jokester and sex symbol John Cleese has 4 degrees, which is why he always looks as if he's walking with a list?
Either that or he's been at the tonic wine again. No offence, John, you great long puff.
I studied at the Open University, you know.
What happened?
I caught cold, there's no roof.
I got a degree at Cambridge, you know, in medieval history and goat strangling.
I never knew they gave degrees in medieval history.
Oh, yes. Oh. I was going to take it in metaphysical poetry and truss welding, but it looks so silly on your notepaper.
I got a BA when I was 10.
Did you really?
Yeah, a broken arm. I fell off the gym mistress.
If that's not a good cue for a song, I've never heard one.
Well, it wasn't.
Good. You're not going to hear one.
sad for me whenever we're apart. There's gravy stains on my tablecloth and a terrible ache in my heart. Every day that you're away, all that I can see are apple cores in my underpants and a dirty big lump on my knee. Things have really gone too far. The flat looks like an abattoir. I can't bear your absence, dear. Please come back, I beg. There's cigarette ends in my coffee pot and a terrible pain in my leg. A terrible pain, I'm going insane. You've done it again, get on the next train. A terrible pain in my foot, sorry, leg.
The Dennis King Trio would like to thank Michael Parkinson for the loan of his trousers. Figure that one out at 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, in ancient Greece, two philosophers are talking.
Plato, doesn't it depress you to think Walt Disney's going to name a comic dog after you?
That's Pluto, you fool.
Oh. Should we go round to Isosceles' place and have a go on his triangle?
All right.
Meanwhile, in Doug the Tailor's, just next to Michael Parkinson's trousers.
Basically, I want something to keep me warm, snug under the arms and hugging round the waist.
All right, I finish at 5 o'clock, you saucy thing.
Granada.
Yes?
I'd like to complain about Coronation Street.
Well, that was Vince Hill singing the theme song from Tomorrow's World. And now, I'd like to read the weather forecast for all the girls at the abattoir and then play a request for Leeds, Birmingham, Manchester in the West.
Get him off, get him off.
And now, my next guest, Miss Araminta Herting, who has written a book about her father, some soldiers.
Does it?
We seem to have lost Open Wound for a moment, so here's my impression of the bips. Beep, beep, beep. Good, isn't it? Beep, beep. That's better out than in. Oh, good. Terry Wogan's just popped in the studio.
Sure, I love the dear silver that shines in your...
Oh, he's popped out again. Over to the sports desk.
At St. Andrews today, Christy Limpkin won a 4-ball all on his own. Guy's Hospital have sent an expert to investigate. Blimey, mate. And now, here is Norris Wivenhoe with some boxing news.
At a factory in Acton today, two men boxed 4,000 kippers in an hour. This is not a record, as we tried to play it at home and broke the gramophone.
Thank you, Norris, and now we would
There's
like
little
to...
There's bits of kipper all over the living room.
Thank you, Norris,
the
yes.
The quiet living
room. There's Norris,
I mean,
thank
we've got
you.
Friends coming round this evening.
Oh, There's God, anything, anything's better than this. Back to Open Wound.
Well, that's it for today. Yesterday, my guests will be Jack Jones, Tom Jones, Paul Jones, and the president of the British Stuffed Fish Society. My thanks to the producer and Edith the Tea Lady for services rendered. So till last week, it's hello or 9:20.
Well, that's all from Open Wound. In a moment, Jimmy Young will be here with some light conversation about ptomaine poisoning, an in-depth chat with an idiot from Crawley, and six ways to cook Tony Blackburn. Hello.
Hello. Radio 1 here. We need someone to take over the Tony Blackburn show. Somebody's just come in and stuffed him with rice and green peppers.
Well, we've got Dennis King here.
Wait a minute. Oh, they suggest covering him with grated cheese and basting him. Oh, all right then. Meanwhile, at a cabaret in the West Indies.
Hey, man. My wife's gone to England.
London?
No, she went of her own accord. It's not working, it's not working. Go into the dance.
I can't, I've got no sense of rhythm.
Oh, God.
And with that, over to Lords.
And you join us just as Jon Snow comes into bowl. Fast right arm, up to the wicket, bowls. And he's appealing. Yes, he's appealing. Oh, my God, he's appealing. Oh, John, will you marry me?
Oh, well, I'm afraid we have to leave, Lord, so over to the ladies.
Excuse me, have you got a book of matches?
Certainly, madam.
Thank you, I've been dying to spend a penny all day.
Excuse me, madam, but have you the test score?
Wait a minute, I'll switch on my tranny.
And back here at Lord's, hiding a broken heart, I bring you the news that that fickle jade Snow, the heartless little hussy, is...
Oh, we've had to leave Lord's once again, so let's go over to Clamping Funstruck. What's the news at Wimbledon, Clamping?
Damn Virginia Wade for jilting me. She'll be jealous when she sees me dancing the night away with Jimmy Connors.
Oh, well, back here in the studio, I've just got engaged to Dave Lee Travis, but Noel Edmonds has just given us a sports flash as a going-away present, and here it is.
At the World's Table Tennis Championships today, the Chinese team swept the board. Having done so, they served two portions of fried rice and some prawn balls.
She wears red feathers and a hooly, hooly skirt.
I don't think it's right for a mother superior. Hello? Yes. Sorry.
Who's that?
A nun complaining about that last joke.
I didn't hear anything.
No, she's taking a vow of silence.
Oh. I had an uncle who went into the church, you know.
Really?
Yeah, he got 3 months of breaking into the poor box. Hello?
Hello, I'm a vicar.
Oh.
Your program seems to have taken a religious turn. I wondered if you could help me. Is it compulsory for all clergymen to wear cassocks?
No, Reverend, they should be cassocks.
Oh, good. That means we can get all these horses out of the vestry. By the way, if you're interested, we're holding a jumbo sale on Saturday.
You mean a jumble sale?
Oh, good. That means the elephants can go as well. Everybody out. Thank you.
And now, Dennis King mounts the podium, realizes he hasn't time, and... goes back to the piano. He's wearing that strained expression all musicians have just before they play. At least I think that's what it is.
Come on to the coffee stall, every lady and gent. Come on to the coffee stall, every lady and gent. And play a little game with me that really gets me sent. Oh, shake your saveloy, yes, shake your saveloy. Come on, baby, and shake your saveloy.
Everybody's doing it all around the town. Everybody's doing it all around the town. If you don't get it shaking, you'll really bring me down.
Oh, shake your saveloy, yeah, shake your saveloy. Come on, baby, and shake your saveloy. Once we got it going, no one knows where it ends. But baby, once you try it, you'll make a whole new bunch of friends. Oh, shake your saveloy, yeah, shake your saveloy. Come on, baby, and shake your saveloy.
Add your tea here.
Come on, baby, and shake your saveloy.
Really rotated.
Come on, baby, and shake your saveloy.
Meanwhile, at the scene of the crime... Oh, yeah, PC-28.
Yeah, PC-43.
I wish they'd give us a car. It doesn't half hurt making that noise with my mouth all the time. Ooh, excuse me, sir. Would you blow into this?
But that's a balloon.
I know, it's the sergeant's birthday.
Why don't you blow into it?
I'm out of breath. I've just run here going...
Oh. And now, drama.
One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. Olé.
That was the waltz of the Toreadors.
And talking of that, my sister met a picador, got engaged to him, then he became a matador and she married him, then he kept wanting more, so she divorced him.
Where did you get that joke?
Off a Spanish sauce bottle.
Oh. Well, here is a saucy newsflash. Oh, yes.
A cross-channel ferry left Boulogne early today. It was followed by two happy channel ferries and a very drunk rowing boat.
I say, Barry, Tim's a bit of a dog, you know.
Why do you say that?
I just saw him scratching behind his ear with his foot.
I heard it. If it wasn't for my affliction, I'd give you a damn good hiding.
What's wrong with you?
Hard pattern mange. One Man's Day, a program in which we take a look at... No, not that. Put it away. Never gets a laugh. In which we take a look at 24 hours in the lives of various Englishmen. This week, Ernest Treadle, gangster.
An ordinary house in an ordinary street, distinguished only by the man at the door with a Tommy gun and the landmines in the garden. Dun Stabbin, 23, Chucks Lane, Chingford. The home of Ernest Treadle, an ordinary English gangster.
Right through the leg again. Wish they'd do with an Alsatian like everybody else.
In the front bedroom, Ernest and his wife Elvira, once Miss Chingford, now a right old scrubber, are still asleep.
Elvira, my dear, that clock has got a very noisy tick.
We have an electric alarm, Ernest.
Ah. In a case, quick. How many times have I told you about accepting alarm clocks from strangers, my dear little scrubber?
Sorry, Ernest, but you're such a nice man and hardly scarred at all.
Well, I'd better get on with it. Make arrangements for a new window and a new front gate. Oh, and a new milkman.
This is a busy day for Ernest. No time for the luxury of a long bath. Just a quick rub down with sandpaper. And then... and then breakfast with the family.
Dad, Dad!
What is it, Gregory? Good lad.
You spoil that boy, Ernest. That means I've got to write Dawn's teacher another note saying she's been shot in the foot again.
Good practice for the kid. Well, I must be off, dear.
I just poured you a nice hot cup of coffee.
No time, dear. Could you throw it in your own face?
A patriotic man with a keen awareness of the need for economy. Ernest mounts his armour-plated bike and, pausing only to kick the milkman, who seems to be recovering, he pedals off.
Pardon?
Pedals off.
We normally start the day with a board meeting. On this particular day, we were discussing the election of a new chairman.
Okay, he's agreed. Maltese Michael is the new chairman.
Right. Good old Michael, good old Michael.
Right, first, the orphans outing. The response has been poor. I wanted you all to go out and make a few more orphans. Second... Second, we gotta put up the prices in the canteen.
Why, boss?
The manageress says she can't afford the protection we're charging.
Well, boss, that place you told me to visit in Dean Street. Remember you said nice premises, plenty of regular punters, taking a lot of money. Don't think it'd be much good to us.
Why?
It's a Catholic church.
Uh-huh.
Once the humdrum routine of business is over, Ernest goes out on the streets with the people he loves.
Johnny, love, you're 500 quid behind me your payments.
Hey, Ernesto, you cannot do this to me. I got a wife, I got a kids, I got my mama and my papa. How are we gonna live, huh?
You shouldn't go on like this, Johnny.
Why not?
Well, for a start, you're not Italian.
Well. Okay, Ernesto, how's the rupture?
It's not too good today.
Okay, for a friend, I'd throw myself through the window.
Ernest's life is full of surprises. But occasionally, he finds himself attacked by the wrong sound effect. His lunch hardly varies, cold consomme, a policeman's leg and baked jam roll. But sometimes there's time for a pint with friends in the snug of the thumbscrew and acid bath.
Cheers, Alf. Oh, clumsy me, broke the bottle. Excuse me, Alf.
Oh! I'm on your side, Ernest.
Yeah, I know, Alf, but waste not, want not.
After lunch, with a cheery wave and a thump at the barman, it's back to work for Ernest. Another business call and another facet of his life.
Excuse me, Desiree, model and masseuse, but your takings are very well down on last month's.
I can't help it, Ernest. I did try to boost business, like you said, by giving green stamps.
I know, Desiree, but I meant as well as, not instead of.
Oh.
Sometimes a surprise meeting with old friends will enliven the day.
Hello,
All right, Ernest. Oh, ho, ho. Got myself caught in the door there. All right, Ernest. Up against the wall.
Oh, good afternoon, Inspector Humperdinck. Why are you frisking me? You know I never carry weapons.
In that case, what about this and 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 this?
Oh, goodness me. They must have fell into my pockets on Saturday when I took the kids to the War Museum.
Oh, I think you'd better come with me, Ernest.
It is through chance meetings like this that I widen my circle of acquaintances.
Ernest Cuddles Treadle, you are charged with being in possession of 12 revolvers, 9 machine guns, 7 howitzers, 4 hand grenades, 3 Sherman tanks, 2 pen knives, and a partridge in a pear tree.
You're in fine voice today, Doris.
Thank you. How do you plead?
I've been married to your sister all these years, and you can ask me that.
True, true. Usher, pass me Exhibit A. Inspector Humperdinck?
Yes, Your Honor.
Case dismissed.
As his long day draws to a close, Ernest makes his way home, pausing only to help an old lady on a bus and stab the conductor for calling him scumbag.
I'm home, dearest.
Hello, Ernest.
Elvira, playing Monopoly with the children, leaps to her feet and accidentally stands on the board.
What do you do that for, Ern?
I told you I'd do for you if I ever found you on the game.
Yes. Oh, yes. A day in the life of Ernest Treadle, gangster and thug about town. Next week, we'll be looking at some naughty photograph. But, as it's radio, that won't bother you, will it?
Goodbye, Jiggy.
Goodbye, Jiggy.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Hail Mara, Chica.
That was Tim Brooke Taylor, Barry Cryer and John Junkin in Hello Cheeky. Written by John Junkin and Barry Cryer with music from the Dennis King Trio, the programme was produced by Bob Oliver Rogers.
Toodaloo.
Come on, they're open.